Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff Richard Mack with me. CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org. Become a lifetime member. I am. This is the broadcast for December 29th. In the year of our Lord, 2020, this is our two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. All right, we want to talk about naked females, ladies and gentlemen. This will not be a salacious discussion. This is actually stories for the good sheriff. I'll explain. First headline says, cops arrest naked woman at home. Bind her to a chair nude for hours. Tase her twice. Now she receives a $2.4 million settlement, ladies and gentlemen. Law enforcement officers who believed they were above the law got smacked down. Hard, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com. That's the first one, Sheriff. And I look at this and I just go, what the heck? So as far as I understand, many of these women, and I've got more than one story, same scenario, different police officers, different location, but similar in nature. Literally, these women are home at their own home getting dressed, somehow get the cops get the wrong address or they roll in, and they literally just abuse these women. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, you go, can't she at least get some clothes on or can't they at least? No. Tase her twice, bind her to a chair naked. Make her sit there for hours to the point where once the truth comes out in court by force, by subpoena, by good, you know, well-meaning attorneys, she gets a $2.4 million settlement after their criminal activity. I don't understand. These aren't your average police. I don't know what their deal is. I don't know if they're perverts. I don't know. I mean, I just don't get it. Can you help me, Sheriff? I just don't understand it.
Well, my first thought was, what were they doing there in the first place? They were actually serving a warrant on the wrong home?
Yeah. In one case, in another case, they were trying to catch somebody else.
And they literally tased a nude woman?
Twice, while she was bound to a chair, buddy.
Well, you know, it's times like that, Sam, where you wonder if maybe defunding police is not a good idea sometimes. You know, I haven't supported that at all, but this really makes you wonder. And obviously, this is not a common occurrence, but it does seem like cops doing something stupid is becoming much more common. And another unarmed man is shot and killed by police. He's already been fired, you know, and since the George Floyd case, how many of those have happened in America? It's
becoming a plague.
Yeah, it is. And still my solution for all of that is one, better training and constitutional training to where they understand their role in the American Republic. But it's also not just a lack of training, but it's a lack of understanding and where we're really supposed to be with our police. And it should be that our police are not police, that they all work for an elected sheriff. So the people are in charge, and there is accountability to the voters. With the police departments, there isn't. There is no accountability, and police are forced to follow political agendas instead of following the law, the supreme law.
Amen to that. Here's another story. Again, all these stories are being suppressed, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the second one. Listen to this. Lady's name, Anjanette Young is her name. She's a 50-year-old social worker, Sheriff. And she was getting dressed in her bedroom. On February 21st, 2019, so almost 2 years ago, the cops, at least nine cops, pounded her door down. They broke down the door. They barged into her home. And as she recalled the traumatizing incident, Miss Young told the network she felt like she could have died that night. She told police 43 times that they had the wrong home. All right. So she basically got abused naked in her own home. What had happened is she had just come home from work and she was changing into some more comfortable clothes. And they happened to pound her door down right while she was in the middle of changing. So she never got the chance to finish. All right. But here's the problem. That's bad enough. Right. In open court, defense counsel specifically outlined concerns. Here's what happened. They took video of the whole thing. So the woman, Miss Young in this case, tried to get the video. She had to fight for 2 years to get the video. The court didn't want to give it to her. The mayor didn't want to give it to her. The cops didn't want to give it to her because they knew what would happen. And here's what the court literally said. We can't give you the video because it will be shared with the media in a salacious and unfair manner designed to solicit a reactionary response which carries the risk of poisoning the public's view of the case. Now, Lightfoot, this is Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Is this whacked out Mayor Lightfoot lady, okay?
Yeah.
A black lesbian Democrat was initially hailed by progressives as a step forward for the predecessor, Rahm Emanuel, whose office was accused of covering up the police shooting of 17-year-old LeGuinn McDonald. Public opinion is now shifting against Lightfoot, but here's what happened. So she had to, this lady got one in her home. She got her home busted into and held for hours by these cops. She was naked. She tried to say, look, I live alone. You got the wrong house. It turns out they did get the wrong house. But Chicago Mayor Lightfoot tries to suppress the video of the brutal police raid on the wrong home. And the courts helped Mayor Lightfoot. Eventually, Anjanette Young got to the bottom of it, got the truth, and the video came out 2 years later. So it's one thing to say, hey, we got these cops busting in and holding these women that are naked. But it's just, it's insane. And but that's one thing to where they make a mistake and it's like, oh my gosh, that's horrible. I get it. You got the wrong house. But if you ever want to have any semblance of trusting the police, trusting your mayor, trusting government, you need to come clean and go, oh my gosh, we have seriously made a big mistake. It, you know what? The people might be fairly forgiving at your job responsibilities if you do that. But when you cover this up and make this woman fight for the video, it's like insult to injury. What? So the media doesn't turn it into a salacious event? At some point, government and the cops are doing themselves such a disservice, Sheriff. So I've got two cases right in front of me right now where this is the reality. And I just don't understand it. This woman's told him 43 times, look, I live alone. You've got the wrong house. You would think that you could go into her home and see that she's in the middle of changing. I mean, this can't be that hard to determine, can it? I mean, what kind of investigative skills do these people have? You could find out, at least within the first half hour, did she really just get home from work like she came? Run out to her car and see if her car engine's warm. I mean, how dumb am I? You know what? Call her boss and say, hey, did she just get off work 20 minutes ago? Hey, you know what? Why are you naked in your hat? Well, because I'm changing. Oh, really? You know, where's the clothes you just took off? I mean, to me, this is very, how dumb am I, Sheriff? But they literally abuse her for hours. Then they cover it up.
Well, she should have been covered up at the very beginning.
Well, of course, but they're not.
And then they should have looked into everything she was saying. You know, and that's another thing I'm talking about with training. You would think that any officer would first try to verify the information he's receiving. There's no emergency. She's not going anywhere. Try to verify some of it. You know, and how many times cops go to the wrong homes in this country is still quite alarming. And that is also a lack of training, making sure all your ducks in a row, you've done your homework, and then do a double check on that before you go to do some ridiculous raid. But most of the time, those raids are unnecessary. Just like the one done on was it Kevin Wright out in Stockton, California, for not paying a student loan? A SWAT team raid. You see, and police agencies have gotten away with this so much that it's now that's the new normal. Do a SWAT team raid on everything, just like they did in California at the restaurant. Actually, I believe it was a hair salon, but they're doing them on restaurants too. But you know what's going on with this new normal? I hate hearing that, this new normal, because that's just a downplaying of your liberty is gone. You are now a slave to the government, and that's downplaying it with that new normal stuff. I hate that propaganda scheme.
All right. Wait.
On the lady,
you got a break though.
Okay,
I'll let you respond right on the other side. A 50-year-old social worker, ladies and gentlemen, in her home trying to change. There's video, 13 minutes of a video. I'll explain in seconds, and the sheriff will respond.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, so the video is 13 minutes long. At least 9 cops bust her door down. The poor woman, 50-year-old social worker, in her own bedroom, ladies and gentlemen. She wasn't given the opportunity to get dressed. 9-plus cops break the door down. Guns drawn. The video shows 13 agonizing minutes where they ransack her home. Guns drawn. They refused her to put on even so much as a T-shirt. Finally, after 13 minutes, they take off the handcuffs. They let her get a shirt on, and then they put the handcuffs right back on and continue the abuse. And she said she thought she could have died that night, Sheriff. Now, I don't understand. This happened in February 2019. It's now almost February 2021 here. So 2 years, and we're just finding out. And now we find out it's one thing for this all to go down. Okay, it's you know, Now, they say we in the media are going to make this a salacious, unfair portrayal. I'm not trying to be salacious in an unfair portrayal at all. All I'm trying to say is, how does this happen? And you could say, well, Sam, look, we need better training. I get it. Okay, I don't understand it, but I get it. To me, you would think if you break in the lady's naked and you can check in the home and there's no one there, then you can check if she was really at work. Within 5 minutes, you should be able to know if enough of her facts are true to let her at least get completely dressed in a dignified way, first of all. But nevertheless, I digress. It's the cover-up that I have a problem with. You have the courts in bed with the mayor covering this thing up. This poor lady, after having a 13-minute video taken of her naked, being sitting in front of these cops, all this stuff. After that, then you add insult to injury and you say, oh, the media will go crazy with this thing. We don't dare let it come out to the public. And this poor lady is just trying to document what happened to her in a meaningful way to say, this has got to stop. Okay, the cover-up to me is the big problem. Heads should roll over this big time. And I don't mean we should really chop people's heads off, folks. Don't play games and take my words out of context. I'm talking about, where's the accountability? The mayor should be fired on the spot, Sheriff.
Yeah, she should be for a lot of different reasons, but that is definitely one of them. And you have to ask this question, just a legal question. The victim of this whole thing, they're trying to now protect from being exposed publicly because it was too salacious?
No, hold on. They're not trying to protect the victim. They're trying to protect the cops, saying that we will take it out of context.
Well, yeah, but the person it happened to is the one that was the victim of that. She should be the one to say.
She's the one. Hold on. She's the one wanting the video.
I know. So it should be up to her. She was the one that was in the salacious position.
No, man, they're saying the salaciousness is not the naked woman. See, that's kind of, we're going to talk about naked chicks today, okay? It's not the naked woman that's salacious here. It's the way you and I in the media will treat this mistake by the police. We're going to ratchet it up and use the naked part to really attack the cops and everything else here.
So they didn't do anything that's on the video. She's only asking for what was on the video.
I agree, sir. But you understand how you'll twist it and how abusive you'll be in the media. I mean, cops will never recover from this. See, but I'm submitting to you, take out all the salaciousness, whether it's salaciousness of how we'll treat it in the media, or salacious that you got a naked woman in the first place, or how abusive the cops were. All I want is this. You know what? The police made a mistake. It was wrong. I would agree that better training is the answer to those problems. But to me, the cover-up is the problem here. The courts and the mayor and the cops and everybody against this poor victim. She's been victimized twice. One was bad enough, but now we're going to insult her for 2 years and abuse her further so we don't have to have a payout and admit a mistake?
Yeah.
I actually might come out if the cops had dealt with this properly and like, oh my goodness, ma'am, we are so sorry. First off, let's let you get dressed. Secondly, you know what? Help us get to the bottom of it. You know what? Okay, I would have respect if they dealt with it honorably. Right. Now, I'm not saying the mistake's good. We got to prevent those. But I'm saying people will forgive when you have to make split-second decisions. But not if they're lied to and betrayed. Not if they're simply manipulated. We're the salacious ones now, Sheriff. You and I in the media, we're the salacious bad guys.
Right.
And I'm going, wait a minute, hold on. I'm not even trying to make this salacious. I'm trying to truly teach that we understand there are mistakes in split-second decisions. The police have a hard job. I get it, and I'm going to defend them in that. You know what? You make millions of decisions every day where life and death is in the balance. I get it. That's bad. But after the fact, how dare you cover this up? How dare you blame us, the media, about this? How dare you? And that's my problem with the whole story, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, and I understand that. And then you would have been saying, we'll be happy to try to settle with you out of court. Are you saying that is the lady that got the $2.4 million?
There's two different people, sir.
Yeah, was she the one or not?
Hard to say because the other one's still, take 2 years to get the video. I don't know where the case stands, sir.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, in either case, I do support saying, I don't know that you ought to get millions of dollars for this mistake. I think you ought to get millions of dollars for the abuse and the cover-up for 2 years, though. Okay, but the mistake, I'm not so sure we always think whenever something bad happens that somebody's entitled to just millions of dollars. I don't agree. Okay, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be something done to rectify things to this woman, but the best thing that can be done for these women and for you and I and everybody else in society would be to say, hey, we have made a mistake. We're going to have complete transparency and accountability. We're going to get above this thing. We're not going to let it happen. We're going to do our very best to make sure that it doesn't happen again. You'll do a gazillion times more good by your honesty and by your humility and by your direct confronting the issue and saying, hey, you're going to get way more done like that in the public opinion view if it's done right. I'm not going to take this story and just beat everybody up salaciously if you give it to us properly and fairly and openly. But when you literally cover it up and act like I'm in the media and I'm the bad guy and I'm the one that's the problem and you got to abuse this woman for 2 more years because I'm the bad guy, you know what? This has got to stop. And if it doesn't, I'm telling you right now, that'll be the undoing of the country. People will start to hate the cops. People will start to hate Lightfoot. People will start to get out of control and off the rails. I'm not defending such behavior, but I'm telling you, people are getting done with this stuff.
Well, and it does create the distrust between the public and the police and public officials, not just the police. But because you mentioned the entire system, and that's what I'm still talking with people about. How can we arrest local corrupt officials? Let's just go arrest everybody. Well, okay, so let's say you arrest the local mayor, then who's going to prosecute? And then what judge is going to hear that? Because you already just mentioned everybody was part of the cover-up. The police, the mayor, the courts. Where's this going to go? See, that's why I say, I want the CSPOA to make this one of our big pushes, that we follow Sheriff Pamela Elliott and arrest local officials and start investigating them for that. And we can certainly investigate criminally right now perjury for people and public officials not keeping their oath of office. But as you go up the ladder, who's going to do this? Because pretty soon that's going to get before a judge or a prosecutor. And they said, if we prosecute or charge people for perjury, not keeping their oath, then that's going to come back on me.
Because yeah, but if you don't, public official, at some point you're going to destroy the whole country.
Exactly. You know. So.
And then let me tell you what's going to happen now that I said that. They're going to say Sam's advocating for violence or for a bad action or for somebody to do something wrong, or Sam's suggesting that's okay. No, I'm not. Don't even put words in my mouth. Don't you dare. I'm saying to you that when you create that kind of mistrust, when good, moral people find out that you've been literally abusing naked women and covering it up, at some point, people are going to start to lose it. They're going to start to say, you know what? Now, I'm not defending that view. What I'm saying, though, is at some point, you need to double down in support of the American people and the honesty and integrity and transparency that a constitutional republic promises to afford, Sheriff.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And this total and complete, utter corruption that we've been talking about the last hour and a half, that it just is mind-blowing how deep it runs. And that even when public officials, such as the president, who I really think has been a good president, goes along with this stuff when he said he would never sign something like that again, and then we give a monstrosity of 6,000 pages of pork barrel, horrible, horrible spending, and it's allowed to go through.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want a safe, stable, law-abiding society. And I'm telling you right now, when you have everybody involved in the cover-up at some point, like the good sheriff said, where do you go? What do you do to create accountability? That is becoming the problem.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Let's get a coronavirus stimulus check update with Dan Araki.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi friendly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so it gets worse. While the cops are running around arresting and holding naked women and then paying out massive, massive settlements over it after they cover it up, etc. 19 people were shot, Sheriff. 6 fatally from Christmas Day to Sunday in another violent Chicago weekend. Chicago has experienced 748 murders so far this year in 2020 compared to 480 in all of 2019. They say it's over a 50% rise in murders. That's according to crime statistics. Chicago has also seen 3,180 shootings throughout the year compared to 2,066 last year. In all of 2019, data shows. So while the cops are harassing these poor women in their, you know, private homes in very uncomfortable circumstances, you got literally society going psychotic, sir.
Yeah. You would think that, see, another thing is that you would be electing someone different there. And they, all they do is...
Yeah, but there's vote fraud, sir. They're not electing anybody.
Well, you got a good point there, too. But,
people want Rahm Emanuel and this whacked-out black lesbian lady as their, you know, mayors?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the same corrupt officials every 4 years, no matter who, what the name on the door is. It's astonishing how far that goes. And, and I've asked myself this too, and is it voter fraud or is it just complete and utter brainwashing of the masses? Because I don't know which one's easier to do. Maybe they do both just to make sure. But I just can't see people like Maxine Waters getting reelected over and over and over. Like, it's just automatic. Nancy Pelosi, automatic. Feinstein, automatic. John McCain here in Arizona, it was just automatic, just over and over and over. And that's not another thing about earlier when we were talking about all the Republicans going after him, following the Democrats and their agenda. That's exactly what John McCain did time after time after time, and to the point where he was even considered to be the vice president.
All right, check this one out. Ready?
Democrats.
Sorry to interrupt. Here's another one. Arizona cop illegally enters home, arrests naked woman. The woman was in the shower, and they arrested her as they handcuffed her as she stood naked in the shower, buddy. 2015 lawsuit. There you go.
And that was in Tucson?
No, that was in Arizona, yeah.
Oh, okay, well. Yeah, and, you know, Sam, I've gone on raids where obviously people are not ready for us.
Yes.
And in fact, the new wave of running raids or arrests, like after my undercover assignment, we go out at 5 o'clock in the morning, and so we're getting in people's homes by between 5:30 and 7 in the morning. As you know, people are home then. They're either still sleeping or they're just getting up. And so you're going to go into homes when, but these weren't even no knock warrants. These were not, we get to yell police and then go in. Today it is, no matter what it is. Like we said with Kevin Wright in California, where they kick the door in, battering ram the door open. It's not that way anymore. Right now, you get to go in with a no-knock warrant just about for anything and everything. And it's really something that the police have got to start policing and stopping on their own. Instead of this, we'll do whatever the courts allow us to do. Why would you ever do that? The courts don't run your office. It's the same thing with running roadblocks and DUI checkpoints that will happen again this week, this Thursday night, where police claim complete and utter control over your life, and they can make you pull over even though you haven't done anything and they have no probable cause. So this whole thing, the whole picture, Sam, is what you and I have been addressing at the CSPOA, and what we've been addressing on your show, is the entire picture just keeps getting worse and worse every year. And we've got to have leadership in this country, which we've been promoting at CSPOA, especially for our sheriffs, to run your agency, to run your office according to the dictates of the Constitution and the principles of liberty upon which America was founded. If we can get back to that, Sam, we're going to change this country. If we don't, we're going to succumb to the socialist agenda that now is seemingly taking over.
All right, I got another story for you. Here's the headline. California's homeless crisis pushes business owner out. So Sacramento salon owner Elizabeth Novak is the one we're talking about. She went into an irate video to California Governor Gavin Newsom over the state's homeless crisis. This video is for Gavin Newsom, Novak said. I'm going to wait for a response from you, but I'm not going to stop messaging you, tweeting you, making videos to you, emailing you, writing you, calling you. She had a very serious question for the governor. What are you going to do for us Californians? I've had a business in downtown Sacramento for 15 years. That is a successful business. I now have to leave my place of business. I have to now close my shop. Novak said. She outlined the course of her day to the bureaucrat. I just want to tell you what happens when I get to work. I have to clean up the poop and the pee off of my doorstep, she says. I have to clean up the syringes. I have to ask the people to please move their tents. I have to fight off people who push their way into my shop, who are homeless and on drugs, because you will not arrest them for their offenses. I have to apologize to my clients when they try to get into my door because there's someone asleep there. Novak said the police can do nothing, and they directed her to send her pleas to the governor. I talked to the cops. They said they want to do something, but they can't. So I'm going to the governor. President Donald Trump has been openly addressing the same issue, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, in Ohio, Trump lambasted the governor. It goes on. But no one's responded. But Elizabeth Novak has come to a conclusion in their absence. You want to make us a sanctuary state? You want to make it comfortable for everybody except for those who make this country work? Well, do you want to respond, Sheriff, to Elizabeth?
Well, Sam, this is so astonishing to me that we are accepting anything like this in our country. But I believe that's really where this whole thing has just dumbed us down to the extent that we are. And we are accepting it. And supposedly reasonable, intelligent people said, still making excuses for government. Well, you know, you have to obey the law. Oh, Mike, if I hear that one more time, because Hitler said the same thing and Thomas Jefferson said the same thing. What are laws but tools of the tyrant? And then Thomas Paine in The American Crisis. England with its army to enforce its own tyranny. It really seems like that's where we are today. We have an army of police enforcing our tyranny. Yeah.
It's hard to know how to even respond to this stuff, Sheriff.
It is. Yeah, that's kind of what I was struggling with.
And then what they say is, you know, hey, Sam, if you bring this up and say we've got to get a handle on this or we're going to have trouble, then they say I'm advocating for the trouble that I'm actually trying to stop, right? They say, Sam, you're agitating people. You're stirring it up. You're salaciously taking these naked stories to the media. And, you know, now you're talking about this poor business owner. You're stirring up the public, Sam. And I guess what I'm really trying to do is not trying to stir up anybody, Sheriff. What I'm trying to do is say to public officials everywhere, we have got to become aligned in our agendas, which is peaceful checks and balances that defend the greatest country on the face of the earth, creating transparency and trust. That's what I'm actually advocating for. But rather than even acknowledging that and working together, they'll just turn and attack me.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I'm actually trying to use this microphone, Sheriff, to bring people together to say, hey, you know what? We're not attacking the cops for making a mistake. We are attacking government bureaucrats for covering it up, though. And we're also attacking for them not being willing to acknowledge their mistake. Okay, it's one thing to make a mistake, but you know what? Acknowledge it. Let's build trust and move on. And I believe that Americans will be actually quite forgiving to transparent people. If this doesn't happen often, and if they're accountable when it does, I think that we can build real trust in America. But when you have California's homeless crisis pushing a Sacramento business owner out, and when she goes to the cops and says, please help me, listen, and they say, we can't do anything for you, go to your governor. And the governor ignores her. And then you got Chicago, literally a kill zone, where they have massive gun control. But yet it's a kill zone. When are we going to wake up and start to do? What can we do? What do we do? And I try to bring them together. And then what they do is they turn and attack me. I'm the one that's making this salacious in the media, Sheriff. That's me, you know? And I look at it and I go, is it obvious what I'm trying to do? Or am I not delivering right to where, hey, I don't want to discuss the salaciousness of this. What I want to discuss is transparency and accountability. What I want to do is not attack the police or attack, but I do want to attack wrongdoing. And I do want to attack those who aren't taking responsibility when they've been elected or appointed to positions in government. They have a duty, and I want them to do that duty, okay? I'm taking the side of, and I don't know if these people are black or white, don't know, don't care. I'm taking the side of the business owner. I'm taking the side of the individual in their own home, all right? But I'm also protecting the police in that I'm willing to make room for mistakes, but I'm not willing to make room for cover-up. I'm willing to defend Congress saying, hey, they've got a difficult job, but I'm not willing to accept them signing bills they've never read. Okay, there's a balance here, and I'm trying to bring people together in common sense for solutions, Sheriff, but then they just attack me.
Yeah, I get that, too. I mean, I get the same kind of thing. You know, if you don't go along with the corruption of government, then you're a radical, you're a conspiracy theorist, and you're not just marginalized and ostracized, you are literally, I can't say literally, but you are, in a way, literally tarred and feathered philosophically. And with words, you are literally tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail. And it's just scary how effective that is, because you and I have said this on the program numerous times. If the media is backing you, you can get away with anything, and that's exactly what's happening. And the murders happening that you mentioned in Chicago at such an alarming rate, now up 50% from their horrible rate last year, and it just keeps getting worse. And that's why I say, how is it that we keep reelecting the same people over and over? It's either utter corruption or utter brainwashing, or maybe both. But and now the Democrats look like they're going to have complete monopoly of Democrat socialistic government in Washington, D.C. this coming year. And so that will be in existence for at least 2 years. And it's the next 2 years is going to be an amazing historical catastrophe for America to keep building on the catastrophe that we're already in the middle of 2020. Man, it's something else, Sam.
And I don't mean to just complain. I know some people are saying, you know, you go over this quite a bit, Sam, and my response is, let this be a record to the world, to a candid world, as the Founding Fathers put it.
Yeah.
But I am doing my very best to bring people together. Look, I'm not unfairly attacking the police, but when they're literally doing this to these females, at some point it needs to be talked about. It's one thing for this to happen, but then when the cover-up happens, look, I'm telling you, while these women are being harassed by the cops or whatever else, they're getting the wrong homes, they're doing these no-knock raids, and you've literally got people being murdered in the streets every single day. But then we allow somehow one man to get killed by a cop, and we absolutely slaughter the cops, and we let riots and destruction of private property rage for days and weeks and months on end. But at the same time, we literally ignore 19 people were shot in a given literal weekend, basically. Six fatally from Christmas Day to Sunday. That's like Friday to Sunday, right?
Right.
19 people were shot in a gun-free zone. Six people fatally. You've got literally 50% increase in murder in Chicago in 1 year, Sheriff. Okay? You've got 3,180 shooting incidents in a given city in America. This isn't the whole of America. This is a single city where you're not allowed to even have guns, they claim.
Yeah.
And then I'm the bad guy for bringing up this hypocrisy and this double standard and this manipulation. I'm the guy that's salacious. I'm the guy that's ratcheting things up.
Yeah, they have to do that to us so they can destroy the message. Destroy the messenger, destroy the message.
Well, this message is very simple and very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the greatest country on the face of the earth. We should turn to God Almighty for comfort, blessings, and protection. We should also use all the checks and balances that this country has to create the most transparent, the most accountable, the most responsible, and the most gentle, kind, patient government that serves the people we possibly can. This is a mandate from the founders. This is a mandate that every appointed and elected official takes by swearing an oath to the supreme land to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. There are ways to have peace in the country, but no one's talking about them. Hardly. I shouldn't say no one. I know Kirk Crosby and others would say there are some people, Sam. You're right. There's the very few. But then we get relentlessly attacked. Okay, I would say that religion is one of the great answers, turning people to God. Marriage is one of the great answers. One man, one woman, traditional marriages where there's fidelity and safety, less poverty, guidance for children. Okay, all these things matter. I submit to you the answers are within the walls of our own homes. The answers are within our families. And then the answers are to expect government to do its duty, to do its due diligence, to have transparency. When a mistake is made, we the people are pretty forgiving, but not if we're not given the chance. Well, we're pretty forgiving, except for when you add insult to injury and cover these things up. We need to have the American people and those who serve them get on the same page. And until we do, Sheriff, I'm predicting this gets much worse. I pray that it doesn't, but I'm giving the warning now.
Yeah, and still, Sam, the most of the radio shows and even television shows that do commentary, such as yours, they forget one very serious part, and that is the solution. And you always hit on the solution. I always hit on the solution. The entire CSPOA organization is all about solutions. And it is the simple answer, as you said, turning to fundamental principles, turning our hearts to God, making sure our families are strong and that we're spending time with our families. You're right. The most important work we can do is within the walls of our own home. And so we still focus on those solutions. But we cannot ignore the corruption that's going on in our country. We have no faith in our politicians. We have no faith in our government. We have no trust in the police. And it's really getting difficult to look at all that's going on and the destruction of our country and economy, all in the name of our help, and that how widespread accepted that is by the masses because of the fear-mongering that obviously works. But I really want everyone on the show to know there is a solution. We believe that we are a part of it. We believe that you need to be a part of it. And it's all boiling down to one thing, that we pray to God that he will heal our hearts and heal our land and help us return to those fundamental principles of American ideals.
Amen to that. And I would also like to submit this radio program to the courts on behalf of this, as far as I understand, she's a black woman, Mrs. Young, for her to get the video. Have we dealt with this topic too salaciously, Sheriff? Have we blown this up in a salacious manner against the police?
No, I don't think so. I get, as soon as you mention that there's a woman naked, I guess, you could get accused of being salacious.
But and I just don't know how else to portray the fact that we need transparency and accountability here. And I need to at least let the people know what happened and why they're paying out millions of dollars, right?
Yeah, that's not salacious. That's a police case.
And I've tried to deal with it as appropriately as I possibly can.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I had a similar case where a woman that we were, she actually called us on a family fight, and then when we got there, her boyfriend was gone, and she told us that she wanted us out of the house. And she said, if you don't leave my house, I'm going to take off my clothes. And so she started to. She never got naked, thank goodness. But we said, do you think that's a little bit of a problem? And do you understand why we're here? Because you're willing to do kind of crazy things. And, you know, we just tried to talk her through it. You really think that taking your clothes off in front of two stranger police officers is going to be any kind of an answer or solution? But this is the things that cops do have to deal with, and it is a difficult job. And I'll be the very first one to admit it is a very difficult job. But you were absolutely correct. If you make a mistake, own up to it and make the best of it. And you know what? We all know we're going to make mistakes. We're all human. Cops are all human, okay? And I totally agree with what you've portrayed today, and I thought it was a great show.
Don't you believe the American people will be forgiving if they can build trust, though? I think people know that they're human. I think people will give a pass for that.
If you own up to it.
And if it's rare, meaning, it happens once in a while with split-second decisions, but it's got to be rare. If it happens all the time, we lose patience, too. You know, it happens once, shame on you. It happens twice, three, shame on me. At some point, you go, wait a minute. But I think the American people will be forgiving. I also want to say this is Solutions Radio. You're right about that. And by the way, we have a preparedness fair coming up. It's going to be at Liberty Hall in Utah. And it's going to be on January the 16th, Saturday. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. LovingLiberty.net for more details. It's going to be midday. It's going to be a tremendous event. LovingLiberty.net, Preparedness Fair. Coming up, check it out. We'll talk more about it in the next couple of weeks and days. We'll even get a few of the speakers on. There's going to be incredible speakers and events and projects and booths and a whole lot more. LovingLiberty.net, check it out today. This is Solutions Radio. Sheriff, I think becoming members of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association can go a long way to help that training we've been discussing happen, speaking of solutions.
Amen to that. It sure is. We need everybody involved in that.
CSPOA.org is the website. I'm a lifetime member. Highly recommend you become part of the solutions today. For Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.